started your career, mm-hmm. Was that with the NHS or
yes. Yeah, so I did my training, did a clinical year during my 4-year degree, and I've always been in the NHS, and I'm quite passionate about staying within the NHS as well.
But the AEG nutrition, yeah. You slotted that alongside when did that start, and why did you? What was that light bulb moment of this is what I need to do as well?
Okay, so really it started when I did a lot of sports dietetics, so probably 15, 16 years ago. I was based up in Norwich at the time. I did a lot of work when I did my postgrad in sports. I'd mainly started my career then. I did a lot of teaching, created a lot of modules for children in schools, teaching them about nutrition and sport. And kind of just started up the freelance business from there, really. So kind of identifying a need for people to be able to access health.
Tell me about the light bulb moment as well, when you thought, hang on, there's a gap here for farming and farmers.
There was quite a few light bulb moments. Generally discussing with farming friends, always asking, oh, you're a dietitian, what should I be eating? Or farmers' wives asking, you know, how can I keep them full? They're always hungry, or they're eating this, or they gain weight during the winter, or particularly during the summer, maybe during the combining period and things. So just kept getting asked lots and lots of questions. I knew a couple of farmers who went to a commercial slimming club. They liked the aspect of being weighed every week, but they didn't actually attend any of the rest of the course. They liked the competitive element of it, I suppose, so they used to go as a group. But yes, they didn't want to sit in that environment, I suppose. So I thought, right, okay, what if we did one just for farmers then? And it was like, oh, okay, maybe. I said, right, I'll do it then. So I guess that's where it started. And initially, we had external speakers. There's no exercise involved in the very first course. It was an 8-week program with just nutrition. And then afterwards we had various speakers, so we had kind of land agent, we had a insurance company, that kind of thing. We also had James Cartledge, MP. He opened up the course.
Okay.
He was great. I'm not quite sure he thought he knew what he was coming into at the beginning when I said, oh, well, I've got 10 farmers who are going to fire questions at you, but he was great. He was brilliant. So that was good. And from there, I think I just thought, right, a lot of the common themes were lower back pain, that kind of thing, just general lack of flexibility. So I thought we need to get some physical activity involved. So that's why we thought Pilates and yoga. And they just seemed to have really clicked with the yoga. Really, really good. And Sophia, who does it for me, is very good at building progressively week on week and challenging them. And again, because there's that slight competitive element, they're all trying really hard, and you know, and some of the guys have reported significant reduction in back pain, lower back pain, and are just generally feeling a lot brighter and more motivated in the morning because they've got some exercises to do first thing in the morning, for example, and just, yeah, really, really improves sort of mental health and well-being because it's helped them with their sleeping and all that kind of thing too. So yeah, it's gone down really well.